Welcome to Intimate Verses Church. We are full of grace, chosen from a race, mandated to wear a smiling face. For in our midst the Holy Ghost stays. We are blessed and not cursed, lifted and not jilted. We are vessels of gold, intimately filled with the Holy Ghost. We are filled by God's anointing, charged to possess the land, ordained for the job. For such is the experience at Intimate Verses Church. John Reverend David Akanwa as he brings to you God's Word.
The title is Intimacy with the Holy Spirit, the Agent of Expansion, Influence and Expansion. And I want to share from Romans 8:19. He said, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now, the Bible said that the whole of creation is groaning and traveling in pain, suffering under bondage of corruption, waiting for the hour that the sons of God will manifest. The word manifest, I have a hanky. Get me this. Let me show you. Get me this. No, get me the one that is good. Now, let's see what. When we talk about manifestation, we are not talking about something that has not existed. Manifestation is like something that is existing but it is covered. Do you understand what I mean? Are you hearing me? What you mean to manifest is that it has been there, but it has not been shown. So the Bible said that these three things are happening to our environment, our family members, our society, the financial world, the political world, every part. He said, number one, the creation will remain in bondage. Bondage by who? Somebody put the creation in bondage. His name is Satanos. He is a person. He is not a principle. He doesn't exist before because God exists. He was called Lucifer, son of the morning. Isaiah 15 taught us how he came down to earth. Because he said in his heart that I will ascend and take the position of the Most High. And he said you shall be cut down to earth. His name is Lucifer. He was not created Lucifer. He was created Lucifer, but he became Satan. Another name he is called is Diabolos, devil. He is called the red dragon. He is called the Leviathan, the gliding serpent in Job. He was the one that subjected the earth to bondage, to corruption. Bondage. And listen to this. When we talk about manifestation, let me cover this. The second is this. The creation will remain in pain. They are not just under bondage. They are under bondage being afflicted. So, everything around us, economics, politics, very soon now we're going to vote. And every day I look at the present president. The truth is that I am not campaigning for anybody. I'm not in APC or PDP. I can't come from this earth and tell you who to vote for. It's not my this. I will never do that. But I will tell you who not to vote for. Don't vote for the present man. Go and tell them I said so. But if you like Soworo, Moalo, anybody, I don't have any preference. I'm not a category member of anybody. But you see this man, we are praying. Unless God wants to do something with him. That's all. Good. Because if you see the political world is under pain. The economic world is under pain. The Bible said that the creature is under pain. The third, the creation will remain in corruption until, listen, manifestation, you want to see that bottle of oil? Manifestation is not the creation of something new. Manifestation is a showing of something that has existed. He said, nothing will happen until the veil is off and the sons of God arise. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Things will keep going wrong. So, he It's not that the thing is not there. The thing is there, but it has not shown. Are you listening to me? The thing is there, but it was like when David was anointed at the age of 16. Before he ascended the throne, totally he was 32. Between 16 and 32, 16 years, he was groaning in travail because he knew he carried the unction and the mantle of a king. But the opposition to his position as a king was fierce. There was an agitation. There was a travail. I am a king in the forest. One young man told me, my life is messed up. I know I'm not supposed to be there. I said, that is it. Thank God you know you're not supposed to be here. That means there's an agitation in your spirit. Are you listening to me? There's an agitation in your spirit. The Bible talked 16 years. The prophet whose words never fell to the ground from Dan to Beersheba. The prophet Samuel. The prophet who didn't have any error. The prophet, one of the prophets who was not found wanting. Samuel was a stable prophet. Samuel will speak, it will come to pass. Samuel anointed him with a horn of oil when he was 16. He brought down Goliath when he was 17. And he thought he was going to march to the throne at 18. God said, wait. Israel is in pain. Waiting for you to manifest. There has to be an agitation and a groaning in the spirit. The first is to realize, I am not where I'm supposed to be. This is not who I am. This is not where I'm supposed to be. Are you listening to me, somebody? This can't be my Rehoboth. I've looked around. This is not like where God wants me to be. That is the first. I say to the young man, you got it. Right now, your problem is 60% solved. Because he will never help a man who thinks he doesn't have a problem. What is happening there? I'm fine. You need help? No? I'm okay. I see you need help? No? I'm coming. And I'm going to tell you, when I unveil the oil, that this manifestation that will cause the saints of God to take their place in destiny and in life can never happen until we discover fellowship with the Holy Spirit. It can only be possible through the operations of the Holy Spirit. The church can never enter into the enviable height through motivational talk. Anybody can be motivated, but doors are opened by higher hands. They can motivate you. 7 steps to success. 13 steps to investment. And you think the 13 steps after investment, someone will carry it and run. But there's a spirit of God. The spirit in man. That is the spirit of God. It is the breath of the Almighty that inspires him. It's a spirit that knows the end from the beginning. So you can go and take any course on financial management. We have a friend who teaches on marriage. His marriage has just broken up. They call him the marriage doctor. They call him. Me and my wife, we know him for years. In those days, we married newly. A lot of girls wanted to marry him. Wonderful ladies wanted to marry him. He was so selective because he was handsome. And he could speak good English. And he could teach you how to get married to a good girl. One night by 11, he knocked. He said, I just found the wife. There's this lady I saw, you know. She's working. She has some money. I say, that you carry a load doesn't mean you should marry a wheelbarrow. Because when you don't have the load again, you won't need a wheelbarrow. That you don't have money now doesn't mean you should go and marry somebody who has money. Because money will come. You're carrying a load, you can't marry a wheelbarrow. Amen. So he jumped in and married. The last time we had, the girl wanted to stab him with a knife.
He ran away for his life. He's a popular OAP now. I won't call his name. People know him. He used to preach here. There is a finger that guides a man much more than what you think you know. It is the finger of God, the Holy Spirit. Until you discover fellowship with the Holy Spirit, you will make schoolboy errors. I'm going to share this. Jesus said in John 16 verse 7, nevertheless I tell you the truth, it is expedient that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. The Bible calls him Comforter, but there are other seven words. Standby, advocate, it's a helper. All are the words used for the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is in charge today. It does not matter the knowledge you carry. He is the one in charge of the earth. He is the one that knows the heart of all men. He is the one that knows the next investment that you're going to make. He is the one that knows where the world is moving to. Technology is too unsophisticated for the Holy Spirit. The advancement in technology cannot scratch the technology in heaven. We are so advanced that there is no nation in the world where the streets are made of gold. But there is a city, yonder place, that the streets are made of gold. It is the New Jerusalem. The Bible says there is one that bears witness on earth. 1 John chapter 5. And there is another that bears witness in heaven. The big letter spirit. It is only the spirit that still knows the mind of God. So he is a link between us and the Father. The Father dwells in the light, unapproachable. But the Holy Ghost enters his heart. And the Holy Ghost is in my heart. I may not approach him in his glory in heaven. Isaiah saw him and said, my eyes have seen the Lord. No man who saw God who didn't buckle. But through the Holy Spirit we are in him. He said, who knows the mind of a man, the spirit of the... Who knows the mind of God, says the Spirit of God. So no matter how mighty God is, he that is in the mind of God is in our mind. He's the Holy Ghost. So he brings God's ability. That business you're running, you're not running it with carnal wisdom. You're running it with divine ability and divine wisdom. The greatest thing to know is the Holy Spirit. First, Isaiah and Joel prophesied about his coming. Isaiah 44 verse 3 said something remarkable. He said, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and flood upon the ground, dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon your offspring. Are you listening to me? The spirit of God, the blessing of God. I will pour it upon your seed and my blessing upon your offspring. It simply means I sow the seed that the Spirit is upon, and my offspring from the seed is blessed. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is a victory that overcometh the world. Are you listening to me? He said, I pour my spirit upon your seed, upon your effort. And your harvest shall be blessed. Say, Holy Spirit, come. I'm here, Lord. Speak to me. Call your name. Say, speak to me. Speak to me. We lose because we don't hear him. Joel 2:28 and 29. And it shall come to pass afterwards, and I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants, upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit. These prophecies were fulfilled on the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, Acts chapter 2 from verse 1 to 4, the Holy Spirit indwelt on them on earth. He came on earth. Since his arrival on the day of Pentecost, he has not left. You need to wait. You need to receive him. You need to be infused with him. Every day he's the one that knows what God is thinking. He knows what God is thinking. God cannot hide from his spirit. Who knoweth the heart of a man if not the spirit of the man? He knows God's heartbeat. He knows where the next business investment will turn into billions. Are you listening to me? Through him, you can bring a stubborn husband to be subjected to Christ. Through him. You don't need to fight. He knows your husband. He created all things. He knows how everything operates. I want to give you three examples of men he helped. Are you listening to me? By Wednesday, I will continue. I'll just answer who the Holy Spirit is. I want to give you three examples of the men he helped because I just have 5 minutes. Look at it. Before we do that, before he helps you, the first thing that you must need is help. Like I said, you can never help someone who doesn't need help. And you can never help somebody. You know, one of my greatest assets is my wisdom. And nowadays, I don't advise people two times. Because you don't waste assets. Answer. One of my greatest assets is wisdom. My counseling can be more powerful than my prayer. If I sit with you and talk to you. If you're not wise, nobody will help you in this life. If you have been with me before, you know what I'm talking about. If I sit with you and talk to you about anything and you're not wise, no other human being can help you. Except God comes himself to help you. So, I am going to share with you people, just, number one, you must know you need help. I call somebody, why are you not coming to church? He says, I'm tired. I said, can you give me 1 million? He said, no. I said, then you need help. Can you just give me 1 million? I said, you need help. Don't stay comfortable in mediocrity. Because I have 200,000 in account room here. First Samuel 2 verse 9. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. By strength shall no man prevail. So your strength will fail you. First, you must realize you need help. Touch your neighbor and say, I need help. You need help in your marriage. You need help in your finance. If you don't need help, then the helper won't come. Your holler for help. The first man was Joshua. Joshua started like just joke. He had no title. Recently, they invited me and said, a university from America is coming. That if I want to have PhD, I'm going to study it in 2 years. Then I'll do master's, 7 months in theology. Master's, 7 months, then do PhD, 1 month. 1 year, 3 months, or how many months? 5 months. I began to look at that thing. And I started going through to know how many people that thing help. I can't find that say, you know, help anybody. So I sent the guy who sent me that thing a message. Called him, he didn't pick. The next time he called me back, I said, take permission from me before you send me anything. The one my wife has, we are sharing it. And even the university you're talking about, I don't know the direction of the university. Because it's not title. Joshua had no title. Joshua's primary assignment was to wash Moses' feet. Joshua had no title. His primary, he had, but when the anointing came upon this ordinary man, through the laid hands of Moses, he submitted to the leadership of Moses. You see this common Joshua. An angel appeared to him with sword and said, I'm Mahanaim. When Joshua was called, there was no flash of thunder. But he was mightily helped of the Spirit of God. By submission to the leadership and the mentorship of Moses. This thing transferred. And Joshua, the son of Nun, Deuteronomy 34 verse, even he was a son of Nun. The guy was a son of Nun. He was a son of Nun. He was a son of nobody. Look at this. Look at this. As I hurry. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. For Moses had laid hands. His hands upon him. And the children of Israel hearkened unto him. And did as the Lord commanded Moses. For some of you, what did Moses transfer to him? The mantle called the Holy Spirit. He's called the Spirit of Wisdom. The Bible said, face me. He had the Spirit of Wisdom because Moses had laid his hands. So Moses laid hands and died. But he, now Joshua, will speak to the children of Israel. They were hearkening to him, not as the Lord commanded him, but as the Lord commanded Moses. So whenever he spoke, the authority of the Spirit upon Moses was upon him. I want to see my father in the Lord. The wife asked him, Pastor Dave, you came? Were you passing? My father said, no, he doesn't pass. He just comes to see me. He doesn't. Why would he be passing and come to see me? He's not an accidental son. And the wife turned and said, you are his first son that has come this year. I said, yes, I wanted to be first. He said, let's go home. Me and him drove on his Range Rover. You know, there are cars you enter. Poverty will leave you at the door. Before you come out, tell poverty, please, I don't want to meet you. Let me remain in this car. We entered the house in VGC. We had dinner together. And I sowed the seed and he laid hands. He told me, son, I bought that house. I'm about to knock it down for 4 million. I'm buying the other one, 90 million. You see where they call million like? We are buying that two upstairs, 120 million. This one, million. This one, million. The seed I gave is not in small envelope. The seed I gave is in big brown envelope. Not 100 naira. When I dropped it, I said, touch me, so that when I speak, the people will hear the voice of my father. He was an ordinary man until the anointing from Moses came upon him. Until the spirit of wisdom, the Bible said, as he spoke, the people listened to him as Moses commanded them. Reverend David Ogbeni says, who lays hands on you determines how far you go in destiny. Praise the Lord. Elijah's departure took up his mantle and split. Elijah took up his mantle and split Jordan into two because of the anointing. Who was Elijah? Elijah was the ordinary son of Shaphat. He was a rich man's son. He was a big boy. And how was he called? Just, if you see what this spirit will do for you. The Bible said Elijah was passing and used a mantle and struck on him. As soon as a mantle touched him, he went home and collapsed a business. It is dangerous to walk with men who see how bridges are linked to their past. Until you break the bridge, you can't serve God. He called a party and said, I'm coming. He followed Elijah. He was ordinary until this anointing came upon him. Who could even do anything without the Spirit of God? It is the anointing that puts kings. It is the anointing that heals. It is the anointing that delivers. How can you run on now without the Holy Spirit? He's the one. The Bible said, and the Spirit shall come upon him, and the power, the anointing of the Most High shall overshadow you. Listen to this. And the Bible said he followed Elijah, and Elijah was taken, and the mantle fell. He came back to Jordan. And look at what he did. This is the mantle. Come again, my son. He's Elijah, and he gives it to me. I come to that. He didn't need long prayer. Look at what happened. Maybe I will close with Elijah. That is not the making the third point. I'll make it on Wednesday. For you to know that this Holy Spirit is transferred. I was talking to one young man. He said he's on 40 days dry fast. He says, I couldn't pick your call because I'm on 30 days, 40 days. I said, I just want to see my father and collected all the one he has. I did 14 days. Most of them know I can fast. There were times I fasted 200 days. I was having ulcer everywhere and all that. I don't do that crazy fast. Do it if you're less than 30 years. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Elijah. He gives Elisha the mantle. What is a mantle? The mantle signifies the authority of the Spirit. The transference of the Spirit. What Abraham gave to Isaac was the same thing Elijah gave to Elisha. What Moses gave to Joshua. It is called the anointing, the ability, the divine ability of God. It is transferred. You can't do anything until you're positioned. They give them. It is transgenerational. When he stood, when he saw Elijah being taken, he had followed Elijah as a servant. And Elijah told him, until you see me taken. As he stood there, watching Elijah taken, he looked up and shouted, my father, my father! That was the first time he referred Elijah as a father. This spirit is transferred, though. You know, as which the born which? Mami water, they bought mami water. He did there for blood. Now why, where are secrets at you? I saw it in this man and I took him. No man taketh this on upon himself. You can't castigate the fathers and have what they carry. What they carry is the anointing. These days, if I post anything on Facebook, my wife will read. If you notice, I don't post. My wife said, no, this person will feel hot. I say, I will cut it. No, this person will feel bad. He said, oh, I know. What am I going to be writing when they are fathers? Are you listening to me? What do I have to say? That is why at times when I come up and say, I say, bless all of you. Bless all of you. What I have seen young men insult fathers. Even when a father is in error, there is a grace. The spirit is transferred. Even as anointed as Jesus was from the womb, he submitted to John. It was after John baptized him that the spirit came and announced him. The spirit cannot announce you until a man introduces you. All through the years he had followed Elijah, he didn't see him as a father. But when the chariots ascended, he said, my father, my father. God said, I wanted you to know that he's your source. Father means source. My source, my source. And their husband and the chariots of fire. God tore their mantle and gave. You now know your source. So you live in gratitude. That is not you that has it. Somebody gave it to you. That's what I wanted to know. So he came to the bank of Jordan. All the prophets were watching him. Sit down. He didn't come to say it's my own. The Bible said all the other student prophets, they were watching him from a distance. You people didn't cross with boat. Let's see what you're going to do. He said, where is the Lord God of my father, Elijah? He didn't call Elisha. Bam! Jordan split into two. The boys looked at him and said, truly, the spirit of Elijah thus rested upon Elisha. So the Holy Spirit is transferred by the laying on of hands of a man who is in the greater place of authority. Your head will not lack oil. And when he came out, he didn't stop him. He did double the miracles Elijah did. Acknowledging your source helps the Holy Spirit work better in you. I've seen young men destroyed because they want to say that they are the source of the anointing. Pride and arrogance. He laid hands upon him, and by the time he moved out from Jordan and began to go back, they said, this guy is on fire. What is about to happen to you in the month of February, as we move into this month of the Holy Spirit, is that as you live here, people will say you are on fire. Because hands, rise on your feet, because hands has been laid on you. Lift up your hands and say, Father, anoint me with the Holy Spirit and with power. Open your mouth and begin to pray in tongues. I want to hear your loud voice. That business can only be done under the influence of the Spirit.